ربنا
أنا خير
Yeah.
Thank you. أيكيك راي إليك على برميات وفي خايب الغبقاء
Yeah. I'm not going to use the mic because I want to keep the mic holy. And right now the mic's very holy. Every week he's going to want us. Dovi, we have to give proper curse a tov. And we're going to say a Torah to give proper curse a tov. You have the sheets in front of you. If you were in my class, if you're in other people's classes, I'm sure, Rabbi Kimchi. You guys have heard about the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh, the Rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto.
It's the Eish Kodesh music.
It's the like yard site. Motzei Shabbos.
Is that him?
Actually, I had an option to go up. I'm going up for Shabbos tomorrow, Motzei Shem. I said, should I leave Thursday night? Should I leave Friday morning? And I said, Pashuk, Leil Shabbos? Oh. No. We're not missing Leil Shishi. Can't miss Leil Shishi.
You've already missed like 3 days.
No, I'm saying that was for Sukkot. But it's a big schos. One of the things that the Eish Kodesh tried to, it was worth it to come tonight just to hear this Torah. The Eish Kodesh writes in one of his Svarim, he writes that a person has to make ladders from this world to the next world. A person in this world, in 2021, on October, what's today's date? 8th? 9th? I don't remember.
Something.
Beis Cheshvan. A person needs to make ladders. And what's a great way to make a ladder from Aretz to Shemayim to Aretz? A great way that he says one word. Torah. Through a niggun. The Torah is obviously a niggun. Torah is called a shir. That's a good one too. I guarantee you the Rebbe would say. But here he focuses on song, the power of song. The Rebbe was very, very into music. Very, very into music. If you ever wonder why we go from, why we don't start with the Torah and then the music, yeah, first of all, we bookend everything with the music. Because, I don't know about you, but your heart, you go through a whole week of work, teaching, studying, Netflixing, whatever. Instagram went down. It was a hard week this week, yeah? It was hard. A lot of tzaros. Should be the worst of our tzaros, WhatsApp, whatever. At the end of the day, you need your heart to be open. And that's what a niggun does, especially when it comes from a baal menagin, whose mamish holding in the nigunim. I just want to say one very short Torah. Please bring the sheets home this Shabbos. It'll be a tremendous, tremendous chus for the Rebbe. The Rebbe had every ability to leave. He saw his wife pass away. His son, Elimelech, was at his kever. He saw the worst of the worst. He had a passport out of Poland. He could have left. And he said, I'm not leaving without my students. I'm not leaving without my Tamidim. And there's a lot of great tzaddikim that did leave. And he was one of them that didn't. He doesn't have a kever. And every year, my Rebbe of Moshe Weinberger, they celebrate his yard site. Right? And we usually think of the yard site as a sad thing. But in Judaism, a yard site is a day of celebration, celebrating the tzaddik's life, connecting to his neshama. So I just want to say one small idea from him, and then back, and then we're going to end off with such fire and go into Marv. Maybe it'll be a Yom Kippur to get Marv. Probably not, because then I'll get really rocked. If you look at the bottom, go to your bottom of page 3. Just imagine, for all those years that Noach's building the Teva, you can imagine at the end of the day that Noach, when Hashem said it's time to go into the Teva, Noach would probably be the first one in. No? You'd be the first one into the Teva? It's not what the Pasuk says. If you look at the Pasuk, Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion, what happens, the Pasuk says, is that Noach and his family go into the Teva, into the Ark, because of the waters of the flood. So Rashi is very quick to pick up in it and says, why did he wait so long? Top of page 4 now. Top of page 4, page 1 and 2, you can read tomorrow night, Mitzvah Hashem, if you want, at the Shabbos table. Why didn't he go in? Why did Noach go in? For all those years, he built the maybe you guys, Rabbi Kimchi. How long did he build the Teva for? A lot of years.
120 years.
Moshe Rabbeinu's entire life. What's going on over here? Says Rashi. Look at the top. Af noch mikani mu nohaya mamin ve'eno mamin sheyavo hamabo lo nichnas teva ad shedachar ku hamayim. Basically, Rashi says from Chazal. Rashi says that Noah was waiting for every last neshama. He believed, but he didn't believe that the mabul would come. Until the mabul actually came, he was pushed into the water like Nachshon ben Minadov. Even Noach was from all those, he didn't really believe. Rashi says, even Noach was from those of small faith. He believed, but he didn't believe the waters would come until the waters actually pushed him in. Says Rav Weinberger, Rashi just hurt us because the puzzle right before it says that Noach was a great tzaddik. Noach each tzaddik. I tell him, what's going on over here? What does it mean? Noach was a great of small faith. For 120 years, he built the Teva. Now Rashi's going to say that he was small faith. Listen to this Dar Torah. You can read it inside on your own time. I don't want to take away from our fast Nugunim to go into Shabbos and Mitzvah Shem. You know what he says? He says, no. Don't read the Rashi as Af Noach Mitane Munah Hayamam. You have to put the comma sometimes in a place where the commas aren't always put. He says that Noah waited outside that Teva. Af Noach Mitane Munah Hayamam. He believed in every last one of us. He believed in every last soul. He believed even for those people that were trying to strike him down from going into the Teva. Who was that? Og? Right? I think it was Og, no?
Yeah, it was.
They're trying to going into the Teva?
Yeah.
Other people? I'm not sure. I know nothing. I know how to make photocopies. At the end of the day, Noah, that's a good one, yeah? Noah made a decision in his life. I am going to look for the good in every single person. Whether or not it says it on their garb or not, whether they look, quote-unquote, Jewish or not, or they're doing the right thing, come to Sunday Morning Minyan, having a correct history on their cookies, on their website, on their websites, it doesn't matter. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at the Jewish neshama. I'm looking at their soul. So it says, Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, that's exactly what Noach was doing. Of course he believed the Mabul. He was waiting until the very last second for anyone else who would want to come in. Anyone else who wanted their protection. He believed in their goodness. He believed in their holiness. And I firmly believe that is one of our avodas, but especially our avoda for living right now these days before Mashiach. Everyone's so focused on the negative, negative this, negative that. Now everyone thinks negative, positive is COVID. Forget the COVID for a second. Everyone's always negative about other people, negative about the world, Republican, Democrats, this, that. You have to start looking for the good. And how do we start looking for the good? By feeling Hashem's love for us. You can only look for the good in others, says the Sfas Emes, if you find the good within yourself. See this all the time. You have to love your friend like yourself. Who do you first have to love? You have to love yourself. And this is exactly what the Rebbe said. The Rebbe, his entire life, was preaching this. Preaching in the middle of page 2. The piece that's the Rebbe's his entire life, in all his Svarim. Before the Holocaust, in the middle of the Holocaust and after the Holocaust. This is what he was known for. That a person has to know that how valued they are in Hashem's eyes. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what we've done, we can always return to Hashem. Hashem's love for us is eternal. And that's what Noach teaches us. That even when there's a marble going around us, even maybe if there's a marble in our life, maybe we didn't do the right or wrong thing, we never forget that love for Hashem. We never forget Hashem's love for us. Mitzvah Hashem, once we know that for ourselves, then we can look for the good in others. We should be zochah Mitzvah Hashem to connect to the Rebbe, connect to his teachings, and see him soon in Yerushalayim.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Hilula
of
Ravadi
Yosef. Hilula? Hilula
of Ravadi
Yosef. Oh, Rav Avadi is your tonight.
Oh, yeah,
for
the
why. He
Hashem ala b'terem go yitzirira esnaso ayatako azar I can't.
I need it all.